This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Two tornadoes that hit communities on the Eastern Plains have now been categorized as EF2 by the National Weather Service. The scale is out of 5 and is based on wind velocity and destruction. EF2s are rare in Colorado. In a study from 1950 to 2012, they made up less than 6% of twisters in the state. EF1s and EF0s made up around 90%. Colorado is facing its second lawsuit over its transgender rights law, this time from 4 conservative groups. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine reports.
The law places additional protections for transgender people into Colorado's anti-discrimination law, such as making sure students are called by their chosen names in school. The federal lawsuit argues that violates the First Amendment because it forces people to say things they don't agree with, effectively punishing them if they refer to a transgender person by their birth name. All 4 organizations believe that sex is immutable and fixed at birth. Earlier this month, the Colorado Springs Area School District sued the state over laws allowing transgender students to play on sports teams that match their gender identity. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The Community Advisory Council for the Aurora Consent Decree held a virtual town hall meeting to discuss the monitor's latest progress report. The Aurora Police Department received praise for reforming policies for its SWAT team. The monitor questioned the unit's tactics after the 2024 killing of Kylan Lewis in a previous report. The 37-year-old unarmed black man was fatally shot during a confrontation with the SWAT team. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.